Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany on this snowy Friday morning. My guest today is Gary Greenberg, and Gary has been working for many years on the Child Victims Act. And with the majority in the state Senate of Democrats, he's almost assured that it's going to pass this session. So, Gary, give us a little overview of, let's start first with this election and why you're so sure that this is going to be passed early in the session.
Good morning, Cynthia, and your listeners.
Hi.
Well, I'm certain that it's going to pass because we were able to flip the New York State Senate from Republican to Democrat. And for decades, the Republican Party, different majority leaders, Joe Bruno and Dean Skelias and John Flanagan of the last two decades, have never allowed a vote for the Child Victims Act to come on the floor of the New York State Senate. After the last session, I had my Fighting for Children PAC, which I formed in 2016, and we went into full operation after the June session, and I held 16 rallies across New York State, endorsed 23 candidates, and Tish James for Attorney General, and we were very vocal in the districts that were competitive, did robocalls, text messages, digital ads, had the rallies, and we helped flip the Senate, and so now we have Andrea Stewart-Cousins, we have eight new Democratic legislators who have taken a pledge to support the Child Victims Act, along with, five others that I endorsed in prior elections, special elections in 2016. And, I have a commitment from Andrea Stewart-Cousins, and she's always been a big supporter of the Child Victims Act. And so I anticipate in the first 30 days of the upcoming legislative session that the Child Victims Act will pass with a look back.
There were a number of powerful lobbies that fought against it. You were saying the insurance lobby, I believe. The Catholic Church was one of them. So if this does pass early in the session, where do you think these powerful lobbies will go now? I mean, I'm sure that they're going to be quite, upset about this whole thing.
Well, they had put their cards with the Republicans. They, always had, through the Conservative Party, Michael Long endorsed Republican senators. They had a lot of influence with Long, Cardinal Dolan. And, Cardinal Dolan and John Flanagan always met every year and took pictures. And so, the church lost their, lost when the Republicans lost. And they're going to have to accept that there will be a look back. I'm sure they'll try to lobby, the wording of the look back. But, they lost. And when you lose and to the victor goes the spoils, the Democrats won. And, one of their big issues, Reproductive Health Act and the Child Victims Act. And let me say this, we did polling in three or four of the most competitive races, and the people were asked in a poll, what issue would drive you most to, support or not support a senator. And Child Victims Act was 48%, and that is higher than the Reproductive Health Act and the other different gun safety and other different bills that haven't been, dealt with by the Republican Senate. So, the people want action on the Child Victims Act. They realize that New York is the worst state in the country for reforming statute of limitations laws. And Governor Cuomo stated this would be one of his top 11 priorities to get done this year. He's fully behind it. The Assembly, Speaker Eastie has passed it, and Linda Rosenthal, the sponsor in the Assembly, has led that body to support it in the past. And as I said, Andrea Stewart-Cousins is ready to bring it to a vote. That's what we always wanted. We had the votes, and we do have the votes. And we have Republican votes now, a lot of Republican senators late in their campaigns, even like Betty Little and Richard Funke, who for years had been against the Child Victims Act, all of a sudden supported the Child Victims Act because they knew in their districts that if they didn't, they would lose. So the Republicans that came out in the end for the Child Victims Act survived. The ones that didn't, like Eileen Phillips, who tried to push the Child Victims Fund, and Terrence Murphy, and others, lost. So the people want this. The people are demanding it be done immediately. 150 kids are being abused a day in this state. Like I said, it's the worst state in the country, and we're going to get it done. I have pledges that in the first 30 days of the legislative session, this will be passed, and it'll become, you know, the Assembly will pass it, the Senate will pass it, and the governor will sign it.
How long has this been brought up before the state legislature? Has it been a long time?
Well, decades. When I identified my abuser after not knowing who he was and only seeing him for 30 minutes on a TV news show, I became involved because I went over to the Troy police asked for, victims of Louis Van Wee to come over. If you ever been abused by this individual in Cohoes, Waterville, and Troy? And I recognized him. I went over there, and I, along with 100 other victims prior to 97, who were abused in the 60s and 70s, who were abused by Van Wee, came forward. I think 125 came forward, and all were told that the statute of limitations had run out. There's nothing you can do against Louis Van Wee, and that angered me. That angered me very much, and, that's when I started my involvement in trying to change the laws. And former Assemblywoman Markey came up with the the term the Child Victims Act about 12 years ago. And she pushed it in the Assembly for a long time until she lost her election. And so she was, she pushed it, and it has passed the Assembly, I think, 6 times in 12 years. The last 2 years, Linda Rosenthal has taken the in the Assembly, and it's passed the last 2 years with Linda Rosenthal. And, Brad Holloman always has taken it up, and he's pushed it, and the Republicans wouldn't vote on it. And last year I even made a compromise with them to a Child Victims Fund with Senator Kathy Young, and we came up with this bill, and it came out of her committee. But when it went to the Rules Committee, which Flanagan, as majority, he'll be minority leader now, majority leader, came up and wouldn't pass the Child Victims Fund, his own members' bill. So, at that time, I decided the Republicans had no interest. Flanagan and John DeFrancisco and John Bonacek and Cara Marcellino and Kemp Hannon, Marcellino and Hannon lost their elections to longtime incumbents. They had no interest in helping children. And so that's when I said, that's it. We're going to flip the Senate. We're going to take the Republicans out, and we're going to get Andrea Stewart-Cousins and new senators in there who will support the Child Victims Act. And that's what we did, and we're going to have a Child Victims Act in this state and take it from the worst state in the country for reforming statute of limitations law. 39 other states, I think it's up to 40 now, have passed reform laws in this country. And New York State is last, below Mississippi and Alabama. It's been a disgrace. And thank God the voters came out and threw the Republican senators out and put the Democrats in so we can get this done now.
The Democrats won by an overwhelming margin. There's a number of seats that the Democrats are in the majority now. And I've spoken to a few Republicans who are like mortified by the fact that, the Democrats are going to be the majority in the state Senate, and it's going to be chaos, and it's not going to be a pretty picture. But all these years, it has not been a pretty picture for these kids that have been abused. So for Republicans who talk about chaos and doomsday, what do you tell them? Gary Greenberg, tell them?
I tell them I'm happy, and they should be happy because their kids are going to be safer in New York State. The predators will be taken off the streets. Victims will have their day in court. And in the future, when a victim is ready to come forward, they'll be able to come forward. You know, going back to that, the balance of power, and, you know, I think you're going to have that the Senate Republicans lost because they weren't doing anything. They didn't vote on the Child Victims Act. They didn't vote on the Women's Reproductive Health Act. They wouldn't vote on gun safety for schools. They wouldn't vote on cameras for New York City, you know, that were effective. They wouldn't vote. Take a vote. That's why they're there. Vote. They wouldn't vote, and so they got thrown out. And, you know, so they only have themselves to blame. You can't say we're going to have a balance of power when you don't do anything. You know, they weren't doing their job by taking votes on these issues. An issue, a no-brainer like the Child Victims Act, to hold it up because they wanted to protect the Catholic Church. Well, it backfired for them because the Pennsylvania grand jury report came out in July that showed what the church was doing. And the people are smart. They read, and they realize that the Republicans were obstructionists. And they threw them out, and they deserve to be thrown out. If you're going to obstruct from voting, a simple thing is taking votes on these bills up and down. That's what they're there for. They wouldn't do it. New York State is going to be a much better state because there's going to be votes on these issues that the people obviously want voted on. And, you know, the Republicans only have themselves to blame.
So you're confident that soon after the State of the State message is given that this will be law in New York State?
Yes, the governor has come out and supported the Child Victims Act. He said it was a top priority of his on the election and another, you know, other speeches and interviews he has given. And he wants to make it, I think. He has sincere, is sincere and wants to change the law. He did support last year in the budget, as a matter of fact, a stronger law, which his version was take the statute of limitations totally off of criminal and civil, I think, was the 50, and then the one-year look back. So, you know, the legislature, I hope, would look at the governor's bill, and the assembly passed a bill that raised the age to 28. Well, I hope that they take a look at that, the senators and the assembly women and men who serve there, and look at the governor's bill. And raise that age. You know, I expect that age to be raised. Every advocate I talk to in this state or every victim wants that raised from 28 because the average person doesn't come forward to 52. So if you're going to have just a 28, I mean, that for the future victims, the look back will help in the past take predators off the streets, give prior victims justice. But in the future, you know, we have to make sure that victims don't fall into the same situation that we're in. They come forward at 45, 50 years old, and then they're told the statute of limitations are up, like I was told when I went over a person that gave me hell for ruined my life for parts of my life for a half hour of power and touching me sexually in an inappropriate way and hung me over an elevator shaft but with my head down and my ankles bound. We have to, you know, stop this. We're going to send a message to the predators. New York State is closed, and we're going to send a message to victims in the past that you can get help. Healing is here for you. And if you are, unfortunately, sexually abused in this state, in the future, you're going to have an opportunity until you're ready to come forward, and then you can bring charges at that time. You know, it takes a long time to come forward when you're sexually abused. It's proven 52 is the average age because of, you know, psychological. You go through a lot of problems, and to work it out takes time and to realize what happened to you. So we're going to provide that time period for the victims of the future. We're never going to stop child abuse. I realize that. It's been around for centuries. But we can make laws in this state, in this country, that help victims in the future and take care of victims that have been abused and have been unfairly treated by the Republicans in the New York State Legislature who refused to help victims.
So, Gary, what's in your future now that this is passed?
Well, I'm going to see it through. I'm going to, you know, work. I've worked day and night for the last 2.5 years to get it to this point, and I'm going to continue to work to see that this, you know, does happen, that it will pass. I look forward to the governor signing it, and it's a great day for victims across the state. And I'll continue to fight for victims and victims' rights. And there's other laws that I'd like to see passed. Aaron's Law, New York is one of the few states that doesn't have Aaron's Law, which is a law that would make it mandatory in K through, I think, 8th grade, that kids, you know, are taught about good touch, bad touch. It's okay, that you, if you are unfortunately touched in an improper manner, you can go to your teacher, you can go to your parent, or you can go to an adult, you know, that you look up to, a police or whatever. But, you know, we have to, you know, work to prevent abuse, you know, as well. And Aaron's Law has worked in, I think, 40 other states over that now, and it's time New York passed it. And the problem is Assemblywoman Catherine Nolan, who was the head of the Education Committee in the Assembly, refuses to let that for a vote. Well, that's going to change, too. These senators and Assembly people are sent to Albany to represent people. And for, you know, and the system has to change there. I think that by what happened in the Senate, the people want change. They want, you know, laws passed that are updated. They're going to help people, whether it's campaign finance reform, whether it's election reform, whether it's the Child Victims Act. So, you know, Aaron's Law needs to be passed in this state because it's long overdue.
So, Gary, I'm sure that we will have a number of conversations in the future about what's going on in the New York State Legislature. So in the final moments, do you have any closing thoughts?
I'm just, you know, I was thrilled election night for many years we went to Albany, you know, January through June, and we were hopeful that this was the year, you know, the Republicans would allow, you know, us to have, you know, just all we wanted was a vote. You know, we had the votes. You know, Tedesco and other in the past, Republicans had told us that if it came to the floor, they would vote for it. And we just wanted a vote, and we went home so depressed and frustrated every year, you know, for 12 years in anguish, because we knew that not only weren't going to get justice, but there was kids being abused, 150 kids a day. And that, you know, sickened us, made us depressed. So election night, I think it was a triumph for victims. You don't get too many when you're, you know, victims haven't got too many triumphs and in this state and other states. So it gave a lot of victims, I heard from, not only in New York, but in other states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all over the country, all over the world, matter of fact, Ireland, Australia, England, contacted me, emailed me, that it gave them hope. So that's what we have now, hope that, you know, victims in the future will not have to go through what we had to go through, and victims who did go through the past decades without being able to get the proper accountability, healing, they'll be able to get it, and that's a great feeling for all of us.
Thank you, Gary. I look forward
to
talking with you in the future about, you know, your endeavors with the New York State Legislature. So you've been listening to Gary Greenberg, and he has been an advocate of the Child Victims Act for many years. So if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Gary, thank you so much, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.